You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Americans debate whether to take a future vaccine, Quest Diagnostics cuts its testing turnaround time, and depression doubles in Britain. Here's what you should know. New data from an NBC News SurveyMonkey weekly tracking poll shows that 44% of Americans say they would get a coronavirus vaccine, with 22% saying they would not, and 32% saying they were unsure. The responses seem to be divided along party lines, as 58% of Democrats say they would, compared to just 36% of Republicans. One of the biggest diagnostics providers in the U.S. announced it cuts its coronavirus test results time to 24 to 48 hours for all patients, down from 7 days just a month ago. The company says it now has the capacity to conduct 150,000 diagnostic tests per day, adding that it expects to scale up capacity to 185,000 tests a day by Labor Day, and possibly even more after that. A new report from the UK's Office for National Statistics shows that 19.2% of British adults likely had some form of depression in June, up from 9.7% before the pandemic. Additionally, nearly 13% developed moderate to severe depressive symptoms during that time. The figures speak to the toll the virus has taken on mental health around the world, even among people who were never infected with COVID. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.